Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about consumer protection from identity theft. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Rita Green, Mississippi State University Extension Service State Specialist for Family Financial Management. Rita, why should we be concerned with protecting ourselves as consumers?
Well, Amy, fraud can take a number of forms, but ID theft is the top consumer fraud complaint, according to the Federal Trade Commission. Mississippi Attorney General Jim Hood states that for consumers, taking steps to shield your personal information that will make it easy for a criminal to steal your identity, such as social security numbers, account numbers, and PIN numbers, is critical. Shredding documents that contain critical information is a simple way to prevent identity theft.
And there are several other ways that we can prevent it. So how can we prevent identity theft?
In addition to shredding documents, you should also protect your social security number. Don't carry your card in your wallet or write your social security number on a check. Give it out only if absolutely necessary or ask to use another identifier. Also, don't give out any personal information on the phone, through the mail, or over the internet unless you know who you are dealing with. Avoid disclosing personal financial information when using public wireless connections. Never click on links sent in unsolicited emails. Instead, you type in the web address that you know. Use firewalls, anti-spyware, and antivirus software to protect your home computer. Also, don't use an obvious password like your birth date, your mother's maiden name, or the last four digits of your social security number, and keep your personal information in a secure place at home, especially if you have roommates, employ outside help, or having work done in your house.
Okay, those are some good tips. Now, detection is vital in order to figure out whether or not someone has gotten into our account. So how can we detect it?
In order to detect ID theft, consumers should be alert to signs that require immediate attention, like bills that do not arrive as expected, receiving unexpected credit cards or account statements, receiving denials of credit for no apparent reason, getting calls or letters about purchases you did not make, seeing charges on your financial statements that you don't recognize. When you see these signs, then take these steps. Inspect your credit report. Credit reports contain information about you, including what accounts you have and your bill paying history. The law requires that the major credit reporting companies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, give you a free copy of your credit report upon your request. The website to request your free report is annualcreditreport.com. Or you can call 1-877-322-8228 to request the report by phone. From these three companies, if you see accounts or addresses you don't recognize on your report or information that is inaccurate, contact the credit reporting company and the information provider. To find out how to correct these errors on your credit report, visit ftc.gov/idtheft.
And finally, in order to defend against identity theft, what should we do if it ever happens to us?
Consumers should place a fraud alert on your credit reports and review the reports carefully. The alert tells creditors to follow certain procedures before they open new accounts in your name or make changes to your existing accounts. The three nationwide consumer reporting companies have toll-free numbers for placing an initial 90-day fraud alert. A call to one company is sufficient. Placing a fraud alert entitles you to free copies of your credit report. Look for inquiries from companies you haven't contacted, accounts you didn't open, and debts on your accounts that you can't explain. Next, contact the security or fraud departments of each company where an account was opened or charged without your okay. Follow up in writing with copies of supporting documents. Use the ID theft affidavit at ftc.gov/ID theft. To support your written statement, ask for verification of the disputed item that you've dealt with in the fraudulent debts discharge. Keep copies of documents and records of your conversations about the theft. Next, file a police report. File a report with law enforcement officials to help you correct your credit report and deal with creditors who may want proof of the crime. And finally, report this theft to the Federal Trade Commission. Your report helps law enforcement officials across the country in their investigations.
Today we've been speaking with Rita Green, State Specialist for Family Financial Management. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.